Welcome to today's podcast on the latest developments in text embedding models. Today, we're discussing a paper titled Gecko, Versatile Text Embeddings Distilled from Large Language Models, which introduces a new text embedding model named Gecko. This model is designed to be compact and versatile, capable of handling a variety of tasks such as document retrieval, semantic similarity, and classification. The Gecko model is trained using a novel dataset called FRET, which stands for Few-Shot Prompted Retrieval Dataset. This dataset is generated by leveraging large language models, LLMs, to create synthetic queries and associated positive and negative passages. The idea is to use the LLM's ability to generate and rank data, which is then combined with human annotated data to create a rich training set. The methodology behind Gecko involves two main stages, pre-fine-tuning and fine-tuning. During pre-fine-tuning, the model is exposed to a large corpus of text to learn a variety of tasks. This is done using self-supervised tasks and a contrastive learning objective with in-batch negatives. For fine-tuning, the model is trained on the FRET dataset along with other academic datasets, all formatted to include a task description, a query, a positive passage, and a negative passage. One of the key innovations in Gecko is the use of LLMs for both generating diverse queries and for mining positive and negative passages. This approach allows for the creation of a more varied and high-quality dataset, which is crucial for training a model that can generalize across different tasks and domains. The paper also explores the use of contrastive learning, where the model learns to distinguish between similar and dissimilar text pairs. This is achieved by using cosine similarity as the similarity function and optimizing the contrastive learning objective during training. Gecko's performance is evaluated on the Massive Text Embedding Benchmark, MTEB, which includes a wide range of tasks. The results show that Gecko, with its 768-dimensional embeddings, achieves competitive performance, even outperforming larger models and higher dimensional embeddings on certain tasks. The paper concludes by highlighting the importance of LLM-based relabeling and the diversity of the datasets used in training. The authors demonstrate that Gecko has strong zero-shot generalizability, meaning it can perform well on tasks it hasn't been explicitly trained on. In summary, Gecko represents a significant step forward in the development of versatile text embedding models that can efficiently leverage the knowledge distilled from large language models to perform well across a wide range of tasks. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more insights into cutting-edge research in the field of machine learning and natural language processing.